Afghanistan's independent film companies are back in business. The filmmakers are shrugging off the chains of Taliban rule. The world has changed in many ways since the September 11 attacks on the United States, but nowhere have these changes been more drastic than in Afghanistan. Now, this is a sight which is not visible when hardline Taliban ruled Afghanistan. TV, films and the radios were banned during 5 years of their tenure. But it seems that the country is now ready to overcome any obstacle. There is a creative spirit running in the country.
Camera. Standby position. Action. Under the Jalal quest.
A handful of pioneering movie makers are enjoying their first taste of relative freedom and stability in 23 years.
Jalal!
DN, meaning Debut of Honor, is the latest flick that is under production in the war-ravaged country. The director-producer, Salim Shaheen, says that the film is about their own country, where the artifacts are stolen and sold in different countries.
Basically, the film has two aims. First, it is about two brothers. One is a gambler. Second, the film is about our country and the way artifacts are being stolen and sold in different countries.
آثاری عتیقه ما را که البته از کشور ما به دست توسط دشمنای وطن دوزی شده در خارج فروخته شده روی ازی سوژه میچرخه.
احمد جان, who is playing the lead role in the film, is quite excited to be part of it.
I have a positive role in this movie and hope I'll be good in the movie. I want to be a good actor in the future and I'm very excited to be part of this film.
While filmmaking is undoubtedly getting easier in Afghanistan, filmmakers and officials are aware that they are working in a conservative Muslim society which will not tolerate an immediate shift to Western standards and practices. To most Afghans, so Western movies are still a big favorite.
Frankly, American movies. I like American movies. So it's interesting to watch, having science fiction and sports, educational fiction, these things.
In order to prevent corrupt influence of Indian movies and foreign TV serials, the head of Kabul TV banned all Indian and foreign films. These moves are seen as part of a tussle between Islamic conservatives and more moderate elements within the government. Despite the political tussles behind the scene, those who are taking part in the country's fledgling film industry are just happy enough to be able to do what they love most. Poonam Dagar, ANI.